Another growing season has arrived in Michigan. Farmers and gardeners all over the state are in high gear. WKAR's Peter Worf struck out recently to one of the Lansing area's better known farm stands. He spoke with MSU student organic farm stand manager April Planke about campus organic farming and the weekly campus bounty.
Well, I think that especially with our society today and the trends toward processed foods and different diseases and problems we're having, kids are very disoriented. People, not just kids, are very disoriented from where their food comes from, what health is, and what's good for them and what's not good for them. So teaching people, connecting people back to the land, back to where food is grown, where it comes from, what is healthy for you is just a huge life goal of mine.
So tell me, what kind of work do you do? What sort of jobs do you have? What are the things that you do day to day in association with the farm?
A lot of my job revolves around the training program, the students we have. So there's the farm that we have to maintain and function, and then there's our students that are there to study. And so it's a balance between taking care of the farm and teaching our students how to help us take care of the farm. So I kind of just run through the week. On Mondays, we do a farm walk with the students where we walk around the farm, assess things that need to be done, point things out to the students like that they may learn from, different pests, different ways of planting things to teach them hands-on. And then we go through the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, doing farm work. The students have lectures that we teach them. I'm on a staff of six that we all do that. And then we have the farm that we're planting things, we're maintaining things, and the students get put in charge of different spaces to maintain, and then we're basically there to guide them and then allow them to, form their own freedom and manage their spaces at the farm.
How do you enjoy working with the students?
I really enjoy it. When I went into this, I really thought that I would want to be part of teaching for my career. And I found that I really, really enjoy it. I just love teaching people, especially something I'm passionate about growing food. I think it's great. It's very rewarding. The students are very receptive, and they're positive. They're all great people out there, and I really enjoy it.
This is an all-student-run farm?
I wouldn't say no, not all-student. We have six staff members, and then we have 6 to 8 crew, which are hired. They're actually students here at MSU getting their undergraduates. And so they work with us part-time, whatever their hours allow. And then there are 16 training students we're at the farm full-time, although the portion of that is lectures and training, and then the other portion is them actually engaging in the spaces and working and growing the food themselves.
Where are your students from?
The majority of them are from Michigan, but all around parts of Michigan. But we do have several students that came from out of state, from Georgia, Florida, so all around the U.S., but a lot of them are from Michigan area.
Tell me about the stand that's right here at on farm and auditorium.
So the farm stand is, we have it every Thursday from 11 to 5:30 from April to October. And we come here, we bring all our fresh produce we have. Right now we have a lot of transplants, and we're excited to be here and hoping to have a good day even though it's raining.
Well, maybe you can hear the rain on top of the pop-up tent today. We actually could use a little rain right now.
Yes,
it hasn't rained in a few
days. Yes, very true.
April Planke is the student manager of the Student Organic Farm Stand. We're right here on Farm Lane. What do you think are the most important things for people to know about organic farming?
Well, I think that a lot of people are immediately sort of opposed to it because it seems like you can't grow food organically, but you can, and it is actually the way that they grew food for hundreds and thousands of years before the conventional farming system began. But to me and to many of our students, the most important part about it is that there's no artificial chemicals or potentially toxic chemicals that are used in organic farming, so we consider it safer and healthier for us to consume. And I realize that not everybody is convinced, but not just for ourselves, but also for the environment. A lot of these chemicals are are being shown to have some very negative effects on, you know, water systems and different other parts of the environment. So I would say that the disuse of the chemicals is vastly important.
April, what do you put sort of nearer the top of the list of things that I want to eat that are organic versus those that aren't grown organically?
I would say...
My top choices.
Top choices. Mm. Any of the greens, if you're eating the green portion of the plant, I think that that's probably the most important to be organic, because that green part of the plant is the part that's going to be making the contact with those chemicals that you're potentially taking in if it's grown conventionally.
Tell me more about what you have here today.
So we have lots of greens. We have lettuces, different salad mixes that are a little more bold in flavor, like the arugula and the brassica salad mix. We have a lot of transplants for sale, which I'm really excited about this year, amping those up. We have a lot of different herb transplants. There's flower transplants. Warm season crops people are really excited about are the tomatoes and basil. Kale rob, that's a really exciting one that people aren't very familiar with. It's actually the flower of kale, which tastes very much like broccoli. It's one of my favorites.
I love it. It looks almost like a Chinese broccoli.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's good. April, what will we be looking for in the coming weeks and as we get into, you know, summer, mid-June, and then what can we look forward to, say, in the next month or so that'll be coming up?
Well, we at the farm are very, very excited about the tomatoes that are planted in the tunnels. They're just starting to form fruit now. So we'll have tomatoes and peppers. Later in the season, we'll have things like watermelons, strawberries, raspberries, lots of good stuff coming up.
April Planke is the farm stand manager of the Student Organic Farm here at Michigan State University. April, thanks very much.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.